There was no denying it. Her tooth just kept getting worse. Luna barely touched her jaw, feeling the swelling and heat. Immediately, she pulled her hand away. The tall, gangly redhead stood in front of the door to Dr. Sebastian Graham's dental office. She squared her shoulders and repeated the same words she'd been telling herself as she watched the patients go in and out all day. She had to try. Luna wrapped her hand around the door handle and pulled the glass door slowly open. She forced herself to walk into the waiting room. It was empty. "May I help you?" An unfriendly female voice greeted her. Luna looked at the desk to see a thin blonde wearing a lot of makeup, looking unpleasantly at her.
"I'm sorry to bother you, but I was hoping that I could talk to Dr. Graham."
"Unfortunately, you're here too late. We're closing, and the doctor doesn't have time to see you today. I've already closed my computer, so you'll need to call tomorrow to schedule an appointment. I'll warn you, Dr. Graham is very busy. He currently is not taking any new patients. Are you an established patient?" the receptionist asked stridently. Looking at the cardboard nameplate on the counter, Luna smiled her friendliest.
"I apologize for coming in when the office is closing, Ashley. It's an emergency of sorts. If I could just see Dr. Graham..."
She began, only to be interrupted by the annoyed blonde. "If you are an established patient, Dr. Graham might be able to see you, but I don't think you've been in the office before," she stated as she stood to usher Luna from the office. She handed Luna a card and said, "Call tomorrow, and I'll try to get you in to see him in the next month."
"Please, could you just ask him?"
Luna hated asking for help. She'd been on her own for the last year. She had learned that she could only rely on herself, but she couldn't fix this.
"Ashley, who's this?"
A friendly voice came from behind the receptionist desk. "I didn't know we had any more appointments today." He was a tall, athletic man with military short, dark brown hair and caring eyes. Luna had chosen to come to his office after seeing him at the grocery store. Dr. Graham had stopped his cart to help a young mother whose toddler had destroyed a towering display of cereal boxes. She had been on the verge of tears as she tried to corral her son and restore the display. He had distracted the little boy with his deep voice as he reassured the mother and restacked the boxes. After hearing the mother thank him using his name, she'd remembered it. Luna didn't see a lot of selfless acts of kindness. When her tooth started hurting, she'd walked several miles to see if he would help her.
"We don't have any more appointments today, doctor. This young lady's going to call tomorrow for an appointment,"
the receptionist said smoothly, and she steered Luna toward the door with a firm hand on her arm. Twisting away from her grip, Luna walked quickly to the counter.
"Dr. Graham, I hate to bother you, but I've got a toothache,"
Luna explained, gesturing to her jaw.
"Wow, you sure do. I can see the swelling from here. You should have come to see me a long time ago. How long has this been hurting?"
he asked kindly, walking closer. This slender young woman intrigued him. Dressed simply, but cleanly, in jeans and a t-shirt, she met his light brown eyes honestly. There was something about her that raised his protective instincts. He felt like he should care about her more than just a patient in his practice. He ran his fingers gently over the swelling in her jaw to assess the problem. He could see the pulse beating at her throat quicken.
"A week or so,"
Luna answered vaguely. It had been bothering her for longer than that, but she hadn't known what to do.
"My problem is I don't have any money or insurance to pay you. I was hoping that you'd let me repay you by cleaning your office or working on the gardens outside. I'm pretty good at both."
"I'll work for you as long as you wish until I've repaid you,"
Luna said in a rush. She tried to stand straight and look in his eyes. She could see the receptionist's face contort in ridicule from the corner of her eye. She felt her shoulders begin to round in as she waited for the refusal.